We all know the joke, and some of us the reality, of living off of ramen noodles and pizza in college. But a study from Arizona State University School of Nutrition and Health Promotion found that 1 in 3 students attending ASU are going hungry. The show's Monica Sampson reports on a short-lived campus food pantry that tried to alleviate the problem last school year.
The study inspired senior Stephanie Kaufman to fight hunger on campus.
In that study, they found that freshmen living in the residence halls on campus were who faced the highest amount of food insecurity, and that it was a much higher rate than we anticipated.
This past spring, Kaufman and other nutrition students opened the Pitchfork Pantry, a food pantry where Sun Devils could get free, healthy food. All they had to do was swipe their ASU ID. Here's Kaufman.
It had developed from this idea that other campuses and universities across the nation have food pantries for students.
The pantry was voted the most promising new student organization at ASU by fellow students. But Kaufman says after the pantry was open a short time, ASU officials cited concerns about food safety regulations. She says the pantry checked their regulations with other food banks and found their operation was up to code. But Kaufman says the university continued to contact them about other regulation concerns and eventually sent a cease and desist letter for all donations. Starting a food pantry for college students isn't something new, and that's where Claire Cady comes into the picture. She's the director and co-founder of College and University Food Bank Alliance, with 510 campus food pantries currently getting their help.
One of the things that we hammer home with any group or institution that is looking to start a pantry is you can't open without having a plan to be open for the long haul. It is, in my opinion, more ethical to not open a pantry than it is to open a pantry that students start to rely on and have it go away.
In terms of regulations on the university side, what are some of the challenges that students face and that might be brought up by their universities?
Institutions are often concerned about food safety, which I think is a very valid concern. We recommend to the schools that are getting started that they find out all of the food safety procedures on their campus, and they write their own policies to either meet or beat those procedures.
In terms of ASU's food pantry, Kaufman said ASU was concerned about breaking the AZ food code. ASU officials declined an interview with KJZZ, but did send a written statement on the Pitchfork pantry. Quote, as the program continues to develop, the university will assist and support the student leaders affiliated with the program in broadening its scope with the goal of connecting students in need with university resources and services. It is our goal to ensure that no student has unmet needs that prevent their success at ASU. End quote. Kaufman says they're working with the university.
ASU is more than supportive at the moment and is doing everything they can to ensure that the pantry really benefits students in every way possible.
But at this point, it's unclear whether the pantry will pop up on campus again. Reporting for KJZZ News, I'm Monica Sampson, Phoenix.
And you are listening to the show.